This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Representatives of public sector unions from around the world came together in Durban, South Africa, November 27th to 30th, to plan a global response to the continuing attacks on public services. They participated in the 29th Congress of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public sector unions at the world level. Its affiliated unions represent 20 million workers around the world. One of the unions represented at the Congress was the New Zealand Public Service Association, the PSA. Mike Tanna is the president of the PSA. I asked him if he had found that the unions at the Congress were facing common problems.
Definitely. What I've found is that the problems are common. You can actually see when each of the delegates that get up to speak and explain what the issue is in their country around how the recession has affected public services and the members and the workers within each country, you can see that the problem is the same right across the world. What is different is the way that a country has allowed, or the way that a union is being formed, so that it can give its members access to the rights and the services that they need, given that a number of the countries here don't even have rights. They don't even have the ability to congregate, to be a union, to be a strong union. Whereas in New Zealand, we've actually got a lot of rights that we've fought for quite strongly. For example, this is just something that off the top of my head, I've been reading the papers here, and we're all campaigning against no violence against women and children at the moment, and that's also a theme that we've got here around equal rights for women, also in the workplace. And one thing I did notice, and this might not be in the conference, but it's also quite relevant, is that in South Africa, HIV/AIDS is quite strongly linked to violence against women. Whereas, so it's a really important thing that if we can deal with violence against women and we can actually put a stop to it in South Africa, that it also deals with an issue around the transmission of HIV/AIDS, which is a huge problem here. In New Zealand, that's not the big problem. It's still violence against women and children, and it's a huge problem in New Zealand as well. But we have a totally different outcome, or a totally different focus on why we want to have no violence against women. And I think that being here shows me that just because the problem shows itself in a different form in New Zealand, that the same problem has a different way of showing itself in other countries, and therefore the solutions have to be tailored to the country that they're being seen in or manifesting in.
Why does the PSA think it's important to be involved in an international labor organization such as the PSI?
Definitely for solidarity, definitely for unity. If the problems are the same around work conditions and public services around the world, solutions are slightly different. By coming together, by having the combined power and might of the unions right around the world, and also being able to provide solutions that we've or other countries have found work in that particular country that may help other countries, I think we have a mandate. We actually have a responsibility to get together and to join together. We have exactly the same principles. We stand for the same things, and we're all the same people. We are workers in the public services, and I think that this is the most obvious thing to do, is to be together, united in the PSI.